It actually was very, very significant and hugely important to communities right throughout the Northwest, right throughout the entirety of Northern Ireland, in terms of providing coaching to primary schools. This is a program brought together by the GAA and IFA and the Department of Education, and it came under huge pressure given the current situation at Stormont. Departments are under P, and therefore these sorts of important programs are also under P. There was a major campaign launched. The coaching across Northern Ireland hit hard when people realised that this could be removed, that this facility that has been so beneficial to children, to schools, could be taken away. And part of the people had conquered this week. That campaign was very well led, very well run, and clearly has resonated due to the heart of the department, because we're seeing the decision to cut and reverse this happen this week. It was announced yesterday that they're going to continue the programme into 2018 that provides certainty for the many people that have built their livelihoods around this. And I know that speaking to many coaches, many teachers, many principals and parents, that there was huge concern out there for the removal of this programme, one that has served people for so long, a long number of years in fact, and one that has proven to have many, many benefits to our children out there.
It seems ironic that on the one hand, officials and politicians will talk about childhood obesity and childhood health being red line issues that need to be tackled as a matter of urgency, and yet at the same time be contemplating cutting a programme like this.
Yes, absolutely. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And once again, we're seeing that our children, our young people, were being targeted in these cuts, and we are wholly, the SDLP are wholly against cutting any services to our young people, to vulnerable people, to education or to these sorts of programmes that have very clear benefits. And I'm very, very happy with what has been announced to the department yesterday. They've finally seen sense. This is a relatively important, highly important programme, but it was relatively minimal funding going towards it from the department, 1.3 million in fact. It wasn't very difficult to find that money, but I'm glad that they've listened to the people out there, to the campaign that has been going on, to the lobbying from my colleagues, Justin McNulty, Mark Durkin and I, who have worked tirelessly to ensure with others that this programme is sustained and protected. And I'm glad and I'm delighted today to say that's the case. And many principals, parents and coaches have contacted me in the last 24 hours to express how delighted they are at that news.